You wanted to see me, Chief Hardwick?
Yeah, McKay. Come in and sit down.
Oh, is this a Hardwick family portrait I see?
Yeah, my daughter's wedding. Doesn't she look beautiful?
No.
Sit down, McKay. Now look, I know Copenhagen was a disaster, but the Bureau has decided to give you another chance.
Look, I did not know they were going to card at that bar.
Well, that's sort of it, McKay. See, we are equipped with false identification. It's legal and everything. We're spies, son. Basically, actors for the government. Which means it's okay to lie, McKay. Part of the job. In fact, it's pretty much mandatory. Here, let me put it this way, McKay. We're taking down international criminal masterminds, son. Which suggests that at minimum, you should be able to get into a bar without proper ID. I mean, college kids sort of do it all the time.
And it makes me sick to see it, sir.
Look, McKay, you will get over this, or you can go back to being goofy at Euro Disney, where I found you.
It was just a costume, Chief. I was never really goofy.
Damn it, McKay. I stuck my neck out for you on this one. You better not screw it up with your high and mighty honesty. Now, here's your assignment. You're going undercover as a member of a Chicago-based crime syndicate. We're talking mafioso here, McKay. You need to learn to walk like them, talk like them, even pee like them. You know, through the flap like they do. They might be the only people left who still do it that way.
Yeah, I pee all over myself every time I try that.
Well, you better learn not to. Your undercover name is Giuseppe Marconi. Your new life story is in the packet. Your assignment, to learn the name of the crime boss. Don't blow this one, McKay. You hear me? Don't blow it. 1 week later.
Hey, Gavin McKay. Nice to meet you, fellas. Oh, and wait. Some of my friends call me Giuseppe Marconi, though. And that's probably what you should call me.
Who the hell is this fag?
Well, I am the newest member of the Mafia, of course.
Whoa! You mean construction business.
No, I mean Mafia. The packets and Mafia.
What the? Is this one of Lucky's new boys? I'm about to take a pipe upside his head over here.
Hey, who's your boss there, new guy?
His name is Chief Hardwick. Philip, I think. And if you'll tell me who your boss is, I will get out of your hair promptly.
What the f***? Who is this guy?
Forget about it. You got money, Marconi?
Just what I was issued. You know, standard pay.
Which is?
$10,000. But I'm required to keep receipts of major expenditures. So...
This guy's a pig!
A pig with $10,000. You play poker, Marconi?
Nope.
But will you play poker?
Sure, why not?
Have a seat there, sweet cheeks. Say, what kind of accent is that, anyway? It don't sound like nothing I've ever heard before.
If I had to give it a name, I'd call it French-Mexican. Or Frexican. Father's Irish, mother's Russian, raised by a Mexican farmhand in a rowdy French villa. It's a long story. Hey, we gonna play some cards here or what?
Yeah, games Texas Hold'em. No limit. That means you's only get two cards in the hole in this game.
Well, that is good, because I've got two aces, and it could have only gone downhill from here.
You've gotta be bluffing.
Nope.
Fold.
Yeah, I'm folding too.
Pot's yours, Marconi. Enjoy the damn Annie.
Oh, thank you very much. So, who is your guys' boss? Seriously, I'd like to find out so I can remove this fake mustache.
Fake mustache? Okay, Marconi. Who are you really, and who are you with?
Oh, boy. Here we go. Remember what Chief said.
It's okay to lie, to lie, to lie, to lie, to lie.
My real name is Emily Robinson, and I'm the bass player for the Dixie Chicks. Well, lying doesn't work at all.
Tony, call on line one for you. It's the crime boss, Luigi Mazzarotti. He's calling from his private penthouse on Lakeshore Drive. You should probably talk to him, seeing as if he's the crime boss and all.
Thanks, Anne-Marie.
Hey, what do you think you're going, guy? Oh, I am leaving now. I came to find out who your boss was, and now I know. So I'm leaving. Hey, one of your boys have a pen? I should write this down before I forget it.
1 year later. Hey, hey, look who's finally awake.
Chief, is that you?
Yeah, it's me, McKay. And you'll be happy to know Luigi Mazzarotti is behind bars. Good thing you wrote it down. You're a hero, son. And you didn't even know it for a full year.
Chief, I did not write it down. I got shot before I could find a pen. Someone else must have done it. They're the real hero.
Well, hell, McKay, the important thing is the Bureau thinks you did it. And so does the best-looking damn nurse I've ever seen in my entire life. She's been so hot for you ever since she heard you were a hero. So go with it, McKay. All she's been waiting for is for you to come out of your coma so she can mount you.
Chief.
Yeah, McKay?
Did you tell her I'm sort of seeing someone?
Damn it, McKay. Why can't you just lie?
Chief, being in a coma and all, I don't think I got around to paying my taxes. Could you call the IRS and tell them I'll get right on it?
Oh, damn it, McKay.